Hey, what's up, guys? Before we start the show, I just want to say real quick, I got a new ebook slash hard copy book out right now on Amazon available called 101 Ways to Make Great Friends. It's just all the tips I've got in this podcast, pretty much some new stuff as well. Put it all in one place for you. So check it out. It's on Amazon. 101 Ways to Make Great Friends, available on Amazon. All right, let's start the show. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Social Skills Lab. I'm your host, Nathan Ament. Hope you're having a good day, whatever you're up to. I saw on the, or I was listening to the radio, and they were talking about all these studies are coming out about having gratitude, how it makes you feel better. And I've been a little stressed out lately. So I was like, you know what? I keep hearing that about this. And I have done that where I've, you know, wrote down things that I'm grateful for. But I wasn't very consistent at it. So I decided, I was like, okay, I'm gonna try to list off things just verbally. I'm not gonna write them down. I'm just gonna say them out loud. I'm just going to state things that I'm really grateful for. So I've been doing that every morning and then also in the evening. So I've been trying to do it twice a day. And I think it actually is starting to make me feel a little better. And I've been doing it for about a week. So wish me luck. I'm going to keep doing it. I'll keep you posted to let you know how it goes. Because that's one thing about social skills. If you have a if you're in a good mood, you're going to put off a better vibe, no doubt. Okay, so let's talk about what we talked about last week. So last week we talked about being funny, and we also talked about the personal boundary. So being funny, yeah, that's one of my favorite things. I like being funny. I like making my friends laugh. I like joking around. I think that you can get better at it. I think that what you really have to do if you really want to be funnier is you really just have to go for it. You just have to start saying the things that you think are funny out loud. And people will give you feedback. They'll let you know if it's funny by laughing. Or they'll just won't do anything. And that'll tell you that you need to work on it. Like when people go up and do stand-up comedy at like an open mic, there's no line. The audience is going to tell you if you're funny or not. I think a big part of it too is delivery. So the more you go for it, you'll start getting some laughs. You'll start getting a little more confident. And the more confident you get at it, your delivery will be better. And if you want to see someone with amazing, impeccable delivery, just watch Dave Chappelle. That guy's delivery is so on point. Like he can actually make people laugh just by saying like four words without even there being a joke. His delivery is so good. His vocal tonality is just, man. I mean, you just watch some videos of Dave Chappelle. You'll see what I'm talking about. Okay, so we also talked a little bit about the personal boundary. So the key points of that was learning how to say no and learning how to hear no. So I think I'm getting a lot better at saying no. I'm still working at hearing no. Like yesterday, I lost my AirPods and I was pretty bummed out about it. And even though I told myself, I'm like, look, it's just ear AirPods. You know, the universe told you no, you don't get to keep them. Even though I lost them. Like I opened up my AirPod container and I looked in, there's nothing in there. I'm like, huh, where the hell did my AirPods go? And I looked everywhere, couldn't find it. So today I just ordered a new pair. I'm not happy. I'm not thrilled about forking out another $150 for them, but man, they're just so useful. they're actually, I've had so many pairs of headphones in my life, and the AirPods are like the next level of, they're not the greatest sound quality, but they are, they're really good for wireless earbuds. And I use it for work. I use it for FaceTime, stuff like that. And I work in noisy environments, so I have to have something like that. Learn to say no, learn to hear no. I think a lot of people don't understand that hearing, being okay with someone saying no to you is really important. I mean, only very mature people are totally okay with that. I hit my friend up. I was like, hey, there's this drive-through art show in Sacramento this weekend. I was asking him if he wanted to go. And he's like, well, yeah, let me know on Friday. I'll let you know by then. So Friday rolled around. And I was like, so do you want to go to this art show? He's like, yeah, yeah, let's do it. So I go online to buy tickets, and they're sold out. And I was like, oh, yeah, they're sold out now. He's like, oh, dang. And I'm thinking in my head, like, you know, he could have let me know yesterday if he wanted to go. I don't know why we always got to wait to the last minute. But at the same time, the universe just told me no again. You're not going to this art show. And so I was like, oh, yeah, well, I guess it's sold out. He's like, yeah. He hit me later, and he's like, man, I'm really sorry. I should have probably let you know earlier. And I was like, yeah, don't worry about it. I was actually totally okay with not going. I did want to go, but hearing no, you know, I'm trying to be mature. And it's working. I'm totally okay with, like, sometimes things just not happening. And, you know, instead of being a whiny little bitch boy about it, you know, be an adult. And we'll just plan on the next thing. Because there's always the next thing. You don't ever feel like you're missing out on something. There's always going to be something going on. Like, I remember when I was living downtown, there's so much stuff going on. And eventually someone, you know, it would happen here and there where someone would be like, oh, man, you missed out this great party that happened last night. And my response always was, oh, that sounded cool. But, you know, there's always another party. And there always is another party. Hopefully there is another party because we're in a pandemic situation. Hopefully there will be a party eventually. But I think you get my point. Okay, so also with the personal boundary, man, that's just such a huge concept to think about, like the whole win-win, making win-win deals instead of win-lose deals. That's an important thing too, because I think actually when I was thinking about it, it kind of relates to game theory. What was it? Like in that movie, Beautiful Mind, like that mathematician came up with this thing. I think that's what it was. I think it was game theory, where it's basically he was at this bar and there's this beautiful woman that walked in with her friends, and him and his friends were trying to like figure out how to talk to her. And he realized that if everybody talked to her friends, then somebody can go and talk to her. So basically it was like the concept came down to the way he described it was what is good for the group is what's best for the individual. And that's like a real long-term strategy to get like positive results. So I think that really goes along with making win-win deals, because basically a win-win deal is what's best for the group. And then there's also other ways. There's like lose-lose deals, win-lose, lose-win. But you get the gist. You want to stick with win-win deals, because even though a win-lose deal might be good for the short term or medium term, in the long term, win-win deals is going to get you much, much further down the road. So keep that in mind. So this week, let's talk about what is a friend. So this guy, Dr. Paul Dobransky, I think he mentioned this in a book, if I remember correctly. But he said that a friend is someone with whom you share regularly. Oh, a friend is someone with whom you regularly share positive emotions with. Regularly share positive emotions with. So regularly, that's a big thing. Like if you're only hanging out with them once a year or once every 2 years. I mean, like if it's college buddies or something like that, you guys get together every couple of years, you know, that's one thing. But I'm really talking about someone that's a close friend. You usually want to live relatively close to them. That way you could see them more, hang out more. I mean, and it seems like anytime I've had friends that moved away, even though I could text them anytime, I usually lose contact with them, with the exception of two of my friends, which I still text pretty regularly, but I also do see them. Like, I'll fly out and see them every few years. But in general, your close friends are people with whom you share positive emotions with regularly. So I guess it just means, like, you know, if you know someone that you hang out with who's a quote unquote friend of yours, but they're always negative or you're bickering all the time, you're not having a lot of fun, or you're constantly bored, then you might want to move them to the back of the line and meet new people with who you actually have fun with whom is a very positive person in your life. It's the other thing too is you usually want to have this in person. Like, I know nowadays, maybe like you're a gamer and you're online with your friends every night playing video games. Sure, that has its place, but I would say your close friends are people that are, you can actually meet physically in life. So, like, you know, like if you need help moving or if you need a ride from the airport. So in person, meet up with them regularly. I remember when I was younger, I'd hang out with my friends like almost every day. But now when you get older, that doesn't, you know, you have work, life responsibilities. So it might like dwindle down to like maybe once a week to once a month to every other month. Just, you know, really focus on that. Think about that. Like, you know, if you really want this person in your life, try to, you know, increase the amount of times you meet in person. Like, just, you know, even if you have to be like, hey, let's do like a monthly, you know, first Monday mixer. We'll like grab dinner first Friday of each month or something like that. Like, I remember when I was living downtown, me and my friend, we were roommates, and it was perfect because A, we were downtown, and then he had his group of friends, I had a group of friends, and then we also shared friends, and we started doing a weekly Thursday night happy hour. So like, and it got to be a bit much. So we kind of did it like every other week after a while, but it was, you know, we'd text our friends like, hey, tomorrow, Thursday, if you want to come out, we're going to grab some drinks. We're going to hit up this bar, meet up here at this time. You just send a text out to like 10 people, 5 people or whatever. And then, you just let them know, yeah, we're going to do this every other week, or we're going to do this once a month. That's actually a really great way to make things happen. Just start doing a regular night once every couple of weeks or something like that. Also, too, like if a friend invites you out to something and you can't make it, for one, let them know right away. That's the polite thing to do. Actually, when I'm thinking about this, I read a book called As a Gentleman Would Say, and also a book called, actually, let me look it up. Hold on. I read this book. It's called As a Gentleman Would Say. It was written by John Bridges and Brian Curtis. I found this at like a, I grabbed it like in a bag sale. So you just filled up a bag with as many books as you can. And I was like, oh, this might be a good read. So it was As a Gentleman Would Say. And then the other book he wrote was As a Gentleman Would Do. But either way, so these books are basically books about etiquette. And sure, there's a lot of stuff about etiquette that you don't really need to know, like which direction do you move your spoon across the soup when you drink it? It's actually away from you, I think. But there's a lot of things in these books about etiquette that are really important that I never even thought about. Like if one of the things I remember reading was, if someone invites you to a party or an event and you say yes, and then somebody else invites you to another event afterwards, and actually it sounds way cooler, it would be impolite to, you know, you should still go to the first one because you said you would go. And, you know, that makes sense. I could see that. I mean, sure, there's exceptions, but there's a lot of good stuff in there. So I recommend either this book, As a Gentleman Would Say by John Bridges, or any other etiquette books are probably pretty good too. Just give you some ideas about, you know, social graces. I'll put a link to that book too in the podcast description for you, so you don't have to look it up right now. Okay, so let's also talk about the social circle. So as you start to get more friends, you'll be expanding your social circle, which is, I think you're either growing your social circle or you're shrinking your social circle. There's really not much in between because people move away, people grow apart. So in my opinion, it's always good to, keep socializing, keep meeting new people, working on yourself, making yourself a more social person to keep expanding your social circle. I saw recently that it says 3 out of 5 Americans are lonely. And I wouldn't be surprised if worldwide that's actually starting to happen, that a lot of people are pretty lonely. It's probably because their social circles, they never had one, or they have been shrinking over time and they've never learned how to expand their social circle. And everything we've talked about so far in these podcasts is definitely good stuff to work on yourself to expand your social circle. But I want to talk specifically about the idealized social circle, because I think, on television, it's easy to think that that is an accurate description of life. And I think if you're anything like me, you'd realize my life is not anything like that. So like on the show Friends, I'm sure there's people out there. I mean, there's like 7 billion people on the planet. There's definitely going to be people like that. But for anyone that is kind of just starting out, you want to realize that, don't idealize any type of friendship or group of friends. Like if you see some people that are hanging out, having fun, don't think that, oh yeah, I can never have that, or they would never want to be friends with someone like me. Because what I've learned is, I've never met anybody who has ever said, yeah, I already have too many friends. I don't need any more friends. Like if you're hearing that, the only reason you'll probably be hearing that is because you're annoying or you're needy, you're acting needy, or you're, calling them too much or something like that. So if you're actually like a mature, fun person to hang out with who are very social, you're going to make friends pretty quickly. But I would just say don't idealize any friendships or think that it's hard to get into. Like, I mean, that's the other thing too. I've seen questions posted about like, how do I get into this group of friends? Well, for one, it's not really a group of friends. It's you got to look at it as individual people. So if you met a person or someone who's like, you think is in a group of friends, you just make friends with that one person. And if you actually make friends with them, you'll meet their friends too. That's how it always happens. Like if I meet someone and I become friends with them, pretty quickly I'll meet their friends. And that's actually a really great way to meet people, because if you like this person, there's a good chance you'll like their friends as well. I think a really good way to expand your social circle is to like I mentioned earlier about planning something like an outing, like a regular event. That's a good way to like just get people to come out, and then you could say, hey, bring a friend or something, or meet their friends and stuff like that. That's always been a very easy way I've found that to make new friends, is meeting my friends. Usually have a very similar vibe and stuff like that and get along really well. And then also if anyone invites you to something, go out to it. It's probably going to be a good time. And then if you don't accept the invitation, make a mental note and say, hey, this person invited me out to this. I'm going to make sure to invite them out to the next thing. It's kind of like a social currency type deal. I'm going to hook you up with this. I'll hook you up with that. They're going to hook you up with this. They'll hook you up with that. And then also too, like when I'm out with friends, I'll buy a round of drinks, and I do it not expecting that they'll buy me the next round. Most of the time they do, sometimes they don't, but I'm not expecting it either way. I'm just buying a round of drinks because it's kind of just what social people will do sometimes, just be generous sometimes. It's always good to be real generous with your friends and do it not because you're trying to impress them or because you expect it back later. It's not why you do it. You just do it because that's what nice people, cool people do. I've noticed too that when you do like nice things for people, other people that you don't even know do nice things for you. I don't know. You just put off this vibe that you're like a generous person and people are generous to you. It's weird how just, you know, there's like a network of generosity going around, and you can get in it too by being generous. Another thing, another really good thing to do with your social circle is just make a note of whenever their birthday is. You'll probably like, if you add them on Facebook, you'll see when it is. But I actually don't send messages, happy birthday messages on Facebook to my close friends. I'll give them a phone call. I'll actually call them and just say, hey, what's going on, man? Happy birthday and stuff like that. Or invite them out for a drink. You know, that works too. Another good thing to do is when you're, when it comes to like the social circle thing is, like if you're out with your friends or something like that, and another person, you run into someone you know, make sure to introduce them to your friends. Like always introduce people to each other. I think that I mentioned that before too, but it's super important to do that. It's just, it's like a social glue. It's like a, it has compounding effects when you do that to people, because for one, it trains people to do that to you. So they know, you know, because I actually thought people did this regularly, but I've noticed a lot that people really don't. Like I remember I was going out to this, music venue for a while, and I knew a lot of people there. And then after like a year, I was talking to a friend of mine, and then another friend came up and I started talking to him, and, I just assumed they knew each other because I met both of them there like from a long time ago. And then I was like, I realized that they didn't know each other. I was like, oh, you haven't met Mike? And I was like, holy cow, you guys don't know each other? They're like, oh no, we haven't met each other. And I was like, holy cow, how is this possible? It's like a real small music venue. And I just assume everyone knew each other. But yeah, people should be introduced at all times. It's a really good way to, you know, it's just good social etiquette. I'd say one thing too, like with your friends, if you're going to be a very social person, like where you live, make sure it's like clean, because I've definitely been over people's houses where I'm like, I walk in the bathroom and there's like clothes, there's like clothes on the floor in the bathroom, like by the toilet. And I'm like, oh man, this guy needs a laundry basket pretty bad. But, just make sure your place is clean and organized. One thing I really got into is feng shui. Like I was at a Jamba Juice one time, and there was this book. It said, it was called Clear Your Clutter with Feng Shui. It was just like a little small book. And I bought it for my mom because my mom was kind of messy. And she loved it. And I loved it too. I actually read it as well. And I kind of got into Feng Shui a little bit. It's just like a real minimalistic, and I'm into minimalism as well. Having not a lot of things in your living space. You don't want a lot of clutter. And just the way you organize your room, like, and if I had a coffee table, I always made sure it was like oval or round, like no sharp corners, putting plants on places where there's a corner or something like that, putting mirrors up and stuff like that. I don't know, but just having like a nice place, like, so if you have your friends over or if you bring people come by for a drink before you go out. Or if they're going to come over, watch a movie at your place or something like that. If you have a nice, clean place, that'll definitely help grow your social circle, because nobody really wants to hang out at a dirty place that's uncomfortable to be in. You know, it's just, it's not good. So make sure your place is clean. Make sure it's clutter-free. Maybe pick up some stuff on feng shui, get an idea of what it is. It actually is... It's pretty interesting stuff. I'm sure there's like modern architecture has like learned from it. There's probably some scientific basis on a lot of stuff from that anything from like old Eastern philosophy is freaking amazing. We have a lot to learn from some of the real old wisdom that they discovered like 1,000 years ago. Okay. I think that's going to be it for this week. Next week, we'll be talking about putting out a good vibe. We've talked about that somewhat, but we'll be talking about it a little bit more. And we'll also talk about apologizing, because eventually you're going to have to do it. And even though I'm sure you already know a little bit about it, a little bit about it. We'll talk about some of the details that actually might make it go over a little better, because when you're practicing your social skills, eventually you're going to drop the ball. So, but that's okay, because we're going to learn how to take care of that. And I hope you guys have a good week. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening, and remember, my new book is available on Amazon, 101 Ways to Make Great Friends. So check it out. I think you'll like it. 101 Ways to Make Great Friends, and remember to give it a review. I'd appreciate it. Thanks a lot.